WEEI Studios. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Hour number three of the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy here on WEEI. Taking up until 10 o'clock. Red Sox off day. That means we have a full tang program. And the NBA draft is in the books. Round one last night. It's a very little fanfare, Fitzy. You asked me earlier in the program, is this the worst draft ever? And I would say, yeah. At least for me, like paying attention, I think you could probably go for me personally, maybe mid-90s on is where I was like really, even as a kid, just like fully invested in the draft, knowing all the players that were in it and getting excited about where they were going to go. And yeah, this is the least exciting one. When it's guys, like at least last year, Victor Wembanyama, there was so much talk about him. So even if you didn't see him play a lot, there was so much talk about him. He was such a unique player. And I mean, you saw it this year too, like how good he is and how good he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
There was big talk last year, and even a guy like Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller. So you had a little something for everybody last year. This year is nothing. When the kid who went number one overall, like one of the player comps was like Harrison Barnes, and they said on the broadcast, like, yeah, he could be like another 3-and-D type of role player. You're like, I'm sorry, what? He was the number one pick in the draft. They even showed a graphic. They were like, number one overall picks from the last like 50 years ago, 45 years ago, 30 years ago, like that kind of thing, counting by fives. And mm-hmm. It was like the guys on there were insane. It's like Magic Johnson, like Hakeem Olajuwon, like Shaq, LeBron, whatever. You know, like, and then you get this guy. So it was a rough draft. But Celtics end up taking Baylor Shireman out of Creighton, who's going to be 24 before the season starts. And then in the second round, they took Anton Watson out of Gonzaga. What's your overall impression of these two guys?
I absolutely, like most Celtics fans, and I guess this is to be predicted from, you know, homers and people that are still riding the wave of the Celtics championship, I love the Shireman pick. I love the fact that they took somebody, two older guys, they're only 10 days in age apart. So they're both 24 years old.
Yeah.
And Shireman seems about as pro-ready as anybody could possibly be coming out of the first round of the NBA draft. Normally, you're used to 19 and 20, maybe 21-year-old players coming in who need some seasoning, both maybe in terms of going to the minors, to the D-League, or especially just kind of like learning from the pros how this goes. This kid played 5 years of college basketball. Like you mentioned earlier in the program, he went to South Dakota State University because of the, what was it, the temperament or
family atmosphere?
Quality of family yeah, atmosphere.
I was like, okay.
So this is a mature guy.
Yep.
He's an outside shooter, averaged almost 19 points, good on the rebounds as well. Probably needs to bulk up a little bit. He's 6'6", only weighs 180.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit on the Slenderman side.
Yep.
But if Brad Stevens told him, we love your game, we think you're going to fit in great here, they obviously have a role envisioned for him. So I'm in. That's yeah. Great. You're talking about adding somebody with youth and a decent outside shot who can help improve the overall quality of the game of the world champions of American basketball. Like, so how can you not like this?
Yeah, and it's Brad Stevens' first round pick. So I'm curious how this is going to go. He has been a home run hitter when it comes to trades. Hasn't really had much of an opportunity in the draft, in part because of the trades that he's made. Mm-hmm. So he will forever be linked to Brad Stevens as his first round pick. So we'll see how he does. Definitely a really good shooter. Lefty. And coming off a good year from Creighton. And then in the second round, they take Anton Watson, another five-year player. He did not transfer. He was at Gonzaga the whole time. And one of the comps, I think it was Kevin O'Connor's comp, you said, was he's like an old Al Horford, which is kind of funny because he started his career at Gonzaga and did not shoot threes very well. And then by the end of his career, this season, he shot 41% from three. While starting every game, playing 31 minutes, he was second on the team in scoring at 14.5 points, 7 rebounds, and even 2.5 assists per game. So he's 6'8", so he's a little bit bigger than mm-hmm. Shireman. Now, second-round picks, I mean, we might never hear this guy's name ever again. But I'm just looking at like the skill set of it, not bad. The one thing I thought maybe they would do is look for a big man, considering Porzingis, we know, is going to be out for November, December, and who knows, maybe even longer. Mm-hmm. And then Al Horford, you probably want to protect him a little bit. Luke Kornet, not under contract right now. Xavier Tillman, not under contract. So they do like there's an opening for a big man out there somewhere to jump in here and get in the mix.
But, you know, one thing not to overlook, too, is, and this was showcased in the playoffs, and I know it's more remarkable to a lot of people what kind of run Jaylen Brown went on, winning the conference finals MVP and then ultimately the NBA finals MVP. Jason Tatum does such a great job rebounding.
Yes.
He's honestly one of the best rebounders in basketball that you just probably want a body to be able to help defend the low post. But in terms of what you're going to lose from rebound, Derek White is already one of the best shot blockers in the NBA. The guy's only 6'4". So what you really just need is another body, because otherwise I think the way the Celtics can stretch and flex their guys out,
yeah,
their wings can do so many things. I almost wouldn't worry about that as much. I'm worried about Porzingis being able to come back and play the style of basketball he did in game one of the finals, and especially be able to maintain his outside game.
No, that's definitely fair. And I think the Western Conference has more of the bigs, like, and more of the tough matchups. I mean, I know Joel Embiid's in the East, but in the West, you have Jokic, you have Karl-Anthony Towns and Gobert, you have Chet Holmgren, you have, Anthony Davis. Like, so you have some of the bigger bodies out there. I mean, Victor Wembanyama's out there. So, I mean, Tatum essentially starts at the four every night anyway. Mm-hmm. He can guard bigger guys. Drew Holiday guards bigger guys, even though he's the shortest guy in the starting lineup. So, yeah, maybe it's not a must. Two guys they potentially could have drafted, both became big stories here in round two. So in round one, and a guy that went just two picks later, was Kyle Filipowski from Duke. And I mentioned him for two reasons. One, when the first round was over, Jason Tatum retweeted something from Kevin O'Connor with his best available for the night, which included Kyle Filipowski. And Tatum said a lot of teams are going to regret passing up on Flip, is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics are one of those teams that passed up on Flip.
He's a big dude. Seven footer.
Yeah, yeah. See, I would have liked him. I'm not down on Shireman because he can shoot, and I think there's always a place for shooters in the
what
league.
What about your boy Zach Edey?
I was shocked that he went 9.
Yeah.
Now, it might speak to how bad the draft is, but like that's mm-hmm. insane.
Yeah.
How is he going to play in the modern NBA? He is just so slow and plodding, and everything's right at the rim. I know he's really tall, and he had a really good, really, really good college career. But, like, come on. 9th overall?
That's how bad. The market told you exactly how bad this draft class was.
So, on Filipowski, Jason Tatum wanted him, and then also today it's starting to be uncovered that his girlfriend, maybe his fiance, who is like 8 years older than him, has been grooming him for years to get him to join the Mormon church. So that is it. So they could have had him. They did not. And then at 54, Celtics took Watson out of Gonzaga that we mentioned, one pick ahead of Bronny James. Now, Bill Simmons had posed the theory that you draft Bronny James and then hold him hostage and try to get something from the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was also a report from Bob Myers today that he was saying that Rich Paul, the agent for both LeBron and Bronny, was telling teams don't draft Bronny because if you do, he's going to go play in Australia,
and you'll be wasting your second round pick.
Yeah. So
how is that allowed? By the way, I mean honestly, does that not feel like collusion?
It is, but I mean,
can you collude if it's only just you?
But like, Eli Manning and John Elway both kind of did that. Even Steve Francis. Remember Steve Francis?
Stevie Francis.
Remember the franchise?
Yeah.
That was back when the Grizzlies were in Vancouver, and he's like, I'm not playing in Vancouver. And so they figured that. And then the league was like, yeah, you're right. Nobody wants to play in Vancouver. So they moved the team for him.
Actually, we don't even want the team there. Yeah.
Franchise was ahead of the game. What do you got? You got Bronny James? What's he up to?
Yeah, he was. He just talked, and he's basically sent. Well, here.
Let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear Bronny.
Honestly, I feel like this is a serious business, and I don't feel like there would be like a thought of I'm just drafting this kid just because of I'm gonna get his dad. Like I don't think a GM would really allow that. So yeah, I've never really thought about like I think I've put in the work and I'd get drafted because of the person, not only the player, but the person that I am.
Holy crap! He's clueless!
What are you believing? What, oh my
he's
God.
He's clueless! I mean, I guess he's been brainwashed by, you know, his dad his whole life, so what chance does he have there? But, like, oh my God, really? Like, there's a better
Taco
way to answer
Tuesday
that.
Got to him. Yeah,
that's insane. It's a big, like, I got drafted. Of course, I got drafted because of the work
I put in. The work? Would you play college ball for a year and you
barely
weren't that good?
He barely played in college, and he was four picks away from going undrafted. And the team that took him is his daddy's team. And he's saying it's a business, they wouldn't have taken me? Like, come on.
And as Rich Paul is going around telling people that if you draft him, he's going, he'll not play. He's
like,
going
dude,
Australia.
Have a little bit of self-awareness. That's insane. If he's in the video game coming up, the awareness is going to be like a two. It's going to be really, really bad. But, like, I know, like, you can still talk about, like, the work you've put in and you're, like, the basketball player, but, like, you have to acknowledge a little bit that your dad may have had a little bit of say in you getting drafted there.
Isn't that a spot where what Bronny needs to say is, look, I know what everyone's going to be saying. Now it's up to me to prove that I belong here and that I was not just a nepotism pick.
Look at that. Much better answer.
You should give
seconds.
Him a call, Nick, and tell him that you got some advice for him.
So Bronny James, who put in the work, played 25 games for the University of Southern California last year,
right,
a team that did
25
not
games.
Did not make the tournament. He averaged 19 minutes a game. He shot 26% from three. He averaged 4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, 2.1 assists.
Legend.
And he
build the statue now.
He thinks he's one of the 60 best players that was draft eligible this year. Come on.
And if he isn't in a class like that, that even tells you more about his game right now.
100%. Yeah, right. You got to grade this on a curve. Like, look at, like, Zach Edey goes 9, and some of these other guys, like, all those French guys going flying off the board early. Even Reed Sheppard, who I kind of like, and he's a great shooter, could be good. Third pick in the draft is Reed Sheppard. That seems a little strong.
A little stretchy. A little stretchy.
It's also funny with Bronny, too. Depending on what website you go to, he's got, like, he's got three different heights. Like, how tall is this guy? Like, what are we doing here? What do we got? So, man, I was not expecting that to be his answer.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's a business, and obviously I got drafted based on...
That would never happen, he said.
No.
Like, the head coach is the podcast co-host of your dad. They hired J.J. Redick on his coaching resume, which is zero.
Do you think if Dan Hurley were the coach, and he obviously turned it down because he had it...
Oh Dan Hurley, he sniffed this out so quick as soon as he got there.
No, I'm not doing this. I don't care how much money you pay me.
Good for Dan
Hurley. I would
rather
stay in Northeast Connecticut than...
Seriously, yeah. Stores or L.A.? He's like, stores.
Stores.
Definitely want to be in stores. Holy.
This is a serious business.
Yep. It's a serious business.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems about right. I was going to be picked in the second round. I mean, just a coincidence, really, that it was the Lakers.
God bless the United States.
Yeah, he's clueless. Bronny's clueless. Like, normally I was like, hey, like, you know, I know he grew up as, like, this, you know, spoiled rich kid, got a ton of advantages. But on the other, like, there are some downfalls to it, right? Like, you'll never be as good as your dad. You're going to be compared mm-hmm. to him. You have the same name as him, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know, have, like, a little bit of a clue. He does not. All right, you guys can join us, 617-779-7937. Get Fitzy's take on the Linus Olmark trade as well. We haven't had a full show since the Bruins made the deal to send Linus to Ottawa, so we'll get to that. But right now, here is Stiz with What's Trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up with what's trending right now on WEI and WEI.com. The Red Sox were looking to take the series against the Blue Jays last night at Fenway Park. However, torrential rains in the second inning caused the game to be postponed. The two teams will make up the game in August when the Blue Jays are back in town. Red Sox will remain home as the Padres come into town for a three-game series. The first game of that series goes down tomorrow night. First pitch at 7:10. From Fenway Park, Nick Pivetta expected to take the mound for your Boston Red Sox. And he will face off against Randy Vasquez for the Padres. Our guy Rich Keefe will get you ready for the game starting at 6:10 with the Mass Mutual pregame show. Don't forget, you can catch the pregame as well as the game right here on WEEI, or download the Odyssey app and take us wherever you go. Brad Stevens made his first-round selection in the NBA draft last night with the 30th overall pick. The Celtics selected 6'7" wing Baylor Shireman out of Creighton. Shireman averaged 18.5 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists per game last season. And Kristaps Porzingis had surgery to repair the rare leg injury that he suffered during the NBA Finals. His recovery time will be 5 to 6 months, meaning that he will not return until well into the start of the next season for your Boston Celtics. Stiz, that's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com. More Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy coming up.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say WEEI is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of the Rich Keefe Show
on WEEI.
The Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy WEEI. You can join us at 617-779-7937. You can listen to the show anywhere on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can also listen to the podcast after the fact. Same with the Six Rings and Football Things and Hashtag Dork. All available, very handy right there on the Odyssey app. Real quick, Fitzy, the Copa Americana game has gone final where the Team USA lost to Panama by a score of 2-1. Friend of the show, Matt Turner, started betwixt the pipes for the Americans, left the game at halftime with a leg contusion.
So he got a bruise, and didn't they also play shorthanded?
They lost a man. They were 10 players for quite a bit of time. They ended up losing to the powerhouse that is Panama 2-1.
The Panamanian team out
the Panamaniacs,
in
Panamaniacs, as they call them.
Copa America.
Yeah. Not great. I mean, how many years are we going to be fed a load of bull that, like, Team USA? I don't know. Like, because now you hear, like, well, Pulisic is one of the great players in the world. It's like, okay, like, you need more than one guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it's not meant to be.
Yeah.
You know how many people live in Panama?
Pulisic and.
Yeah, that's it.
How many? I'm going to guess 3.5 million.
Yeah, 4.4 million.
That's it.
Yeah, 4.4 million. Yep.
Nation of 4.4 million.
Yep.
Well, you know, the problem is all the best athletes in this country, Rich, like Bronny James, play basketball and some of the other major American sports. They don't play football with an F and a U.
I guess so. I guess so. So anyway, there's your soccer update for the evening. Fitzy, Linus Ullmark, Vezina Award winner, Linus Ullmark, traded away this week to the Ottawa Senators. And no surprise that he got traded. They tried trading him this season, but he used his no-trade clause and was stuck on the Bruins and played one playoff game and then sat and watched Swayman play the rest of them. Yep. And you knew they were going to break it up. And he goes to Ottawa, and the deal's got a lot of people scratching their heads, including me, where they get a horrible goalie, maybe fourth-line center, and a first-round pick, and they needed a first-round pick, but it's a late, it's like 25 overall, but they haven't picked in the first round forever. I mean, we're talking about Brad Stevens finally got a first-round pick, but he's only been at the job a couple years. Don Sweeney's been doing it a while, and he always is trading away his first-round picks. So he gets a first-round pick, but I really thought the main reason for moving on from Ullmark is to just free up that cap space to invest it into another really good player or maybe even split it between two guys that could help you. But instead, they get a kind of expensive backup backup goaltender. Even though the Senators are going to pay $1 million of it, they're still going to pay Korpisalo $3 million, assuming he's still on the roster. So I didn't really get that part of it.
Yeah. So didn't the Bruins only save like $1.2 million here?
If you throw in the other guy, might be right. Yeah.
And it's not like Ullmark. This wasn't a guy that was big and mouthy saying like, you know, hey, talk to Mr. Gray. You know, he wasn't demanding a trade. He wasn't trying to use his mouth to shoot his way out of town. He was actually a good teammate. He was always out there for Swayman with the goalie hug. Seemed, you know, pretty demure, not like a squeaky wheel. So if he's not going to be a disruptive force, but you really shouldn't have a $5 million cap hit backup goalie who's capable of being a starter somewhere else, shouldn't you go and try to do everything you can under the sun to address the team's greatest needs, which are certainly center and just offense in general? And why do you need another backup goalie? Correct me if I'm wrong. And listen, I'm no co-host of the Skate Pod or Sunday Skate.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I do Six Rings and Football Things. That's right. I do football. But do correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
Don't they have a couple of decent backup goalies down in Providence that they could?
They do.
Swayman's going to play 55, 60 games this season anyway. So
why
do you need an overrated, overpaid backup goalie from a team when you're trading your underrated backup goalie?
You don't.
I don't get it.
At all. And Swayman's in line for a big payday coming up. So you either you have to decide what you want to do there. He played it just right. He looks like the guy, and they're going to pay him. So now all of a sudden you go from what you were paying the two goalies before, and then depending on what kind of raise Swayman ends up getting, you're going to be paying more for your goaltenders possibly next year. They really should have been forced to have like a $1 million young backup goalie and see what he does. You know, in his 20, 25 starts, whatever it is, like see how he does, and maybe you have something, maybe you don't. But it's not going to be the be-all, end-all. But just having a guy, if he ends up staying on the roster, just eating $3 million, and he's not even somebody you want to play. Because at least with Ullmark and Swayman, I know some people didn't like it because it's like, hey, you need the one guy. It's going to cause trouble come playoff time. But it's the main reason why they had so many points in the regular season the last couple of years. Because every night they had like a number one goalie on the ice. Now, Ullmark's problems are the playoffs. Like, he's not a great playoff performer, and like you want to go swim in there, and then you're like, oh crap, we're a little undermanned here because we got $5 million or whatever it is just sitting on the bench.
I was blissfully unaware of this until just this particular moment, or as the kids like to say, I was today years old when I learned that the Bruins are currently looking at a $3 million annual cap hit through the 2027-2028 season with Korpisalo on the books.
It's insane.
I mean, did somebody hijack the Bruins' social media? Did somebody like call up and be like, hello, this is Don Sweeney. I would like to trade Linus Ullmark.
Well, it's like,
this seems like a bad return.
Well, like, you held on to Ullmark too long. You should have traded him before last season even began, and they didn't.
Knew which way things were trending.
Yes. And then they tried at the deadline, didn't work for him, and then they were left here because I don't think you were going to get a lot for Ullmark. Like, I'm not freaking out on like the players and the pick that they got back in return because he's in a contract year of his own. So Ottawa's going to have to sign him to a new deal. They could have just waited a year and signed him as a free agent. So you didn't have – like you couldn't demand a whole lot for him. And clearly Sweeney wanted a first-round pick, but taking on Korpisalo for that first-round pick, I don't really get it. That doesn't seem like it's really worth it. Yeah, he's under contract for a while. Yeah, you have four more years of this guy.
Do they know somebody else that wants him, and so there's a plan to flip him and then still call up one of the kids from Providence?
It's possible. Yeah, it's definitely possible. It feels like could that have happened sooner, or maybe there's a window where you can't. But I think it was his agent came out and said like he plans on playing for the Bruins or something. So you're like, okay,
oh, good.
Apparently, he also has a 10-team no trade list.
Basically found a less effective, less interesting Ullmark.
Yeah, like you're paying him $3 million. It's insane. They have, was it Brandon Bussey, the young kid that they have? Mm-hmm. If you have him up on the main roster, it costs you $775,000. Wouldn't you want to combine that with whatever big raise you give Swayman, and then you have some money to play with?
I mean, it's going to cost you a lot of money to get somebody who can score 30 or 40 goals. And you may lose DeBrusque. You need to address the center position. And according to a website that I was also today years old when I found out existed, Puckpedia.
Puckpedia.
That's the Puckpedia. That's not what you travel when you plan on raw dogging or barebacking.
No. Is that that's like Star Wars' Wookiepedia?
Yeah, it is the Spotrac of hockey, I guess.
Okay.
Well done.
The Bruins have over $25 million in cap space. That's great.
That is, because the cap is going up, so that helps. Yeah, but Swayman's getting a deal.
Swayman and a goal scorer is going to cost you 80% of that, you know, right from Jump Street. So what are you going to do?
That's true. Yeah,
I don't love it. And they get their own pick back. What is the 25th pick in the draft going to net you?
I can't imagine much, but they haven't had a lot of first-round picks, so at least you're in the first round, I guess.
Well, because they traded them all for guys that left after they blew a 3-1 lead to the Panthers last year.
That's true. Yeah, Sweeney, I feel like, has done a good job with trades, but this is one where you're like, wait, what? I don't really get this. Another thing we haven't had a chance to talk about is the New England Patriots. They announced their practice schedule for training camp coming up. Mm. So less than a month away, you get an open practice down there, Fitzy. July 24th. It's a Wednesday.
Can't wait.
Veterans will be there the day before. They got a whole bunch of open practice dates. What do you think the excitement level for this version of the Patriots is a month out from camp?
I think given the turnover in coaching and in executive capacity and on the roster, I think this will probably be the most anticipated in 3 years. I don't think there was not a lot of buzz last year, and there certainly wasn't much 2 years before. Although there was more in 2022 because 21 was a lot because you weren't allowed to be there in 2020.
Yeah.
And they had the new kid, Mac Jones, and they'd heard all these great things about him.
Yeah, yeah.
He did look good in camp.
And that was also like they kind of surprised people by bringing back Cam Newton. Remember, like they did bring him back after how bad 2020 was. And then they draft Mac Jones in the first round. You know, people had their opinions on him, but either way, he was a first-round quarterback. So you had, like, a little bit of a QB battle. So I would say, yeah, 2021, there was pretty good juice. But then it kind of fell off a cliff the next couple of years. But, yeah, now it's like a new guard. I just think having Drake May and having a couple of, you know, rookie wide receivers.
Like new coach. You've got Jalen Polk, like you're mentioning, Javon Baker. You got a new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, even though he was previously the defensive line coach.
Yeah.
There's enough new about this team that it'll create the most buzz they've had in 3 years. Now, you're not going to be going back to 2015, 2011.
No, God.
You know, my first chance to see Brady in uniform. I want to watch him throw the ball to Gronk. I want to get Edelman's autograph. No. It's not going to be like that. It may never be like that again. But I do think seeing Drake May for the first time is going to be a big deal for a lot of people. But again, just like Gerard Mayo has been telling us for the longest time, try to temper your expectations.
Oh yeah, I mean they're going to be bad. They're going to be clunky.
I mean I don't think bad is in like, oh my God, what an unprofessional operation. Oh my God. This is worse than the UFL. Oh, my God, this is amateur hour. What happened? Bring back Belichick. I just think they're going to be clunky. It's just going to take time. You're learning a new offense for the first time. Like, they've had some variation of the Earhart, Perkins, Weiss, McDaniels offense for 2.5 decades or more. And now it's a whole new system with a bunch of new guys. Like, give it time, people. It's going to be clunky. I'm going to be there as much for watching the development process, not just because I'm supposed to record about it and do podcasts and whatnot. I want to see just how messy it gets. I also want to see how good it can get. And there's also some battles I want to see. Like, I want to see if Chad Ryland gets beat out by old Joey Sly.
Yeah, I'm also interested to see the Gerard Mayo kind of dynamic where he's talking almost every day. And, you know, we've gone through years and years and years of like, hey, how'd so-and-so look? And then Belichick would be like, well, they all did this. Or like, hey, where's so-and-so? It's like, well, we'll talk about the guys who are here. You know, and so you got nothing out of anything. I feel like there were plenty of times where you could read between the lines with Bill, and like he would give you more than people let on. But I feel like training camp was not necessarily one of those times. And maybe now with Gerard Mayo sort of talking about all his guys, I'm pretty interested in how that's going to shake out.
Comparing this team to last year's team as well, like the inevitable compare and contrast between the way things used to look from Belichick. We've already heard Mayo be much more forthcoming and give you information you would have never dreamed to have gotten out of Belichick. But the inevitable compare and contrast is going to be, for the football at heart of us, to total must-see Midsummer Theater.
You can join the program at 617-779-7937. You can text into the show 37937. And we'll get to Kiefer Madness coming up next. It's Keefe and Fitzy here on WEEI.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
We don't need to see the snake.
Detectives say he was using a sword as a shish kebab to cook meat.
Don't buy bigger shorts.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy, WEEI. And boy, do we got a story for you here tonight. It takes place in, I guess, multiple states. It involves video games. Something I'm still a fan of. Stiz plays a lot of video games.
I just started running through God of War Ragnarok.
Is that right?
Again, running it back.
There you go.
Yep.
This is sort of the darker side of video games, though. Ooh. This is the stuff they don't want to tell you about. So let's find out what happened.
A man is in jail tonight accused of real-life violence against a local man he encountered during a video game.
Oh, boy. That's the thing. You get on there, you're talking to these people all over the world. You don't know who they are. You don't know what their story is about. And maybe you start talking a little trash, right?
It gets nasty.
Real nasty.
It gets nasty in those Call of Duty lobbies.
You play Call of Duty with some 12 and 13-year-olds, you're going to hear some stuff.
Oh, yes, you will.
That's the main reason why I prohibit the 11-year-old from playing Call of Duty anytime soon. I mean, I hear the way that he and his friends talk to each other playing Fortnite, and I'm like, my God. That mouth has a family. Holy smokes.
I know. It's like the bus is like very tame compared to what these guys say on these video games. But this got kicked up a notch.
I'm Tanika Hughes.
And I'm Ben Becker. John Bachman has the night off.
Oh, so we got Ben Becker because John Bachman's got the night
Great
off.
Great intro.
I like
the
that.
Who the hell is Bachman?
I don't know. Wait, seriously. He's got all his vacation cured, I guess.
I'm Tanika Hughes.
And I'm Ben Becker. John Bachman has the night off.
Not Ben Becker. John Bachman has the night off.
Hey, you know what? Typical flex time for Bachman.
Seriously. Missing a story like this, the guy should drive back in.
The Nassau County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Edward Kang beat a man with a hammer and now faces attempted murder charges.
Holy mackerel, a hammer? How vicious.
That's an absolute savage.
Real vicious.
Wait, but how did this even happen if they were playing video games?
Oh, Stiz, I'm glad you asked.
Action Jack's Ben Ryan is live. Ben, the sheriff says Kang flew from New Jersey to commit this attack.
He got on a plane. He barebacked a flight from New Jersey all the way down to Florida.
Oh, we're coming full circle.
I'm assuming he did. If you're a psychopath that's going to fly down to Florida to hammer somebody, you're absolutely barebacking that flight.
Yeah, you're like astronaut diaper the whole way.
Yep. Would you like a water, sir? Nope. Would you like headphones? Or nope, I'm good.
No, he doesn't even answer. He just looks straight ahead.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Oh, even more terrifying.
Yep.
Ben, the sheriff said this serves as a reminder of potential real-world consequences from online interactions.
Yep, this is it. This is the reminder. When you tweet at somebody, just remember they could fly to your house and hit you with a hammer. This is a great reminder of that.
From New Jersey to Florida to jail.
A story as old as time.
I was going to say, I read that book when I was in middle school.
Classic. Yeah, I believe that was part of the DARE program. They're like, can you identify any drugs? And
from New Jersey to Florida to jail.
Let me just finish the bridge to Terabithia. And before I start the Phantom Tollbooth, I'll read.
From New Jersey to Florida to jail.
That's it. That's the big three right there. You're going to get in a lot of trouble. Right there.
Oh, from New Jersey to Florida to jail.
From New Jersey to Florida to jail.
This is a weird one.
This is the judge speaking now.
Some things make you say, Some things you just can't make up.
What an electric judge.
Some things make you say, Things
nah,
that
nah,
make
nah,
you
nah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, things that make you go,
20-year-old Edward Kang is a gamer and now an accused criminal.
Oh, man. Put That's both those shame. On the LinkedIn. Gamer, accused criminal.
It's a gateway drug. Had his whole life ahead of him, too. He's only 20.
20, young guy, like Bronny James. His whole, I mean, not just like Bronny James, but... Yeah.
He's facing murder charges after Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper said he flew to the Sunshine State and tried to kill a man with a hammer.
Bill Leeper said that he flew to the Sunshine State? Bill Leeper?
Right. Isn't that what happened to Nancy Pelosi's husband?
Yeah.
He got hit with a hammer?
The guy didn't fly to a different state, but yeah, a man, a crazy guy broke into their house and really attacked her husband.
I gotta say, honestly, like getting attacked by hammer, that's up there on things I hope never happen to me.
Right, that's like fire or drowning. Like that's brutal.
Yeah, except it involves a hammer.
Yeah.
It's very different than those things.
Well, it's like ways to go.
So you would put hammer as better or worse than drowning?
Probably worse.
People say drowning is kind of peaceful.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. Not from anybody who's drowned.
I was going to say, from all those people that can't tell you anything anymore because they're no longer with us.
Well, that's like that scene in The Prestige, Rich, or Nick, I don't know if you've seen The Prestige.
We've seen The Prestige.
So the famous part where they say, like, oh, yeah, drowning's so peaceful. And then at the end, they're like, hey, I just told you that to make you feel better. It's horrible.
I mean, that was just a lot of Hugh Jackmans.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
just
them.
A lot of Hugh Jackmans. A
lot of Hugh Jackmans in that.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Big twist.
And it was all over a video game.
This is where we live.
The two played Arc Age, an online fantasy game.
Arc Age. I've never played Arc Age, Stiz. Anything on Arc Age?
Never heard of it.
Should have had Davey Eyeballs on, our video game expert, but I'll have to ask him on the next Dork podcast.
When the suspect was asked why he did what he did, the suspect stated that he is a bad person online, talking about the victim.
Got it. Bad person.
So, that'll tell you, next time you mouth up to someone in the old Fortnite group chat, Call of Duty.
You never know.
Or Arc Age.
Yep, they come get you.
Maybe you're at a Super Smash Brothers tournament.
Sure.
Watch out.
Yep.
It's known as a massive multiplayer role-playing game, where gaming experts like Mark Ronan say it's an ongoing experience with quests and adventures.
I love quests, and I love adventures. I don't love is getting hit by a hammer from a complete stranger.
Nope, I do not want to end any sort of quest by going on the adventure of sparing my life from a hammer attack.
Have you ever turned down a quest?
No.
Somebody's like, hey, I have a quest. So that's what I do now with my my daughters. I'm like, hey, you guys, we have a quest today.
Genius.
And so oftentimes it's just me going to get coffee. And so she's kind of smartened up to it. I was like, guess what? We got a quest. And she goes, is it just you getting more coffee? And I was like, well, I go, that is part of the quest. I go, we also have to do groceries. So get in the car. Let's go.
Hey, listen, you guys want to go on a donut quest? Then you let dad do the coffee quest. And I will often say to the boys, before we take off anywhere, come boys, we're to go on an adventure. And they're like, yeah, we're just going to get gas. But we must get the petroleum.
We must make haste. Let's go.
Let's take haste to continue the quest.
She's like, ugh, I'd rather just stay in the house. Mm, you're like, all right. Just please, would you come with me? I can't leave you here. You're too young.
Yeah. People just really enjoy their time spent in the game a lot more than whatever they have going on in real life. Or, yeah, however you're represented in the game, you can kind of be whoever you want to be in a lot of ways.
It's escapism is what they say. You can be whoever you want in the game, and you know, you can leave your cares behind.
Mm-hmm. I'm super fun in the game, but in real life, I attack people with hammers.
I am a crazy person.
Action News Jax learned the game's services are ending in just 3 days, according to its website. It's unclear what happened online between the two that led to this, but Sheriff Bill Leeper said that the suspect flew in, then stayed at the Ocean Coast Hotel here in Fernita Beach, and then attacked the victim at his house on Sunday morning.
The guy had a real plan, didn't he? He flew down there. He got himself a nice little hotel room, and then he was just waiting for his time.
If I had to take a guess, it was probably because the kid was camping. No one likes a camper.
No, don't camp.
Don't camp.
He's a bad guy in the game.
So wait a second. I mean? So he actually took the time. So this involved checking in.
Yeah.
He had a meal, probably a couple meals. May have had a nice little little lobby steak or something.
Yeah, you can't plead insanity here.
No,
this is premeditated.
Yeah, 100%.
It's very premeditated.
A police report said he went to use the bathroom. When he opened the door, Kang was there and hit him several times with a hammer. Investigators say the victim's dad heard screams for help, and they were able to wrestle Kang to the ground until deputies showed up. Sheriff Leeper said Kang asked how much time he'd spend in jail.
Good question. You know, it's going to be a minute, I would think. Attempted murder.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah, probably a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, can I play Arc Age in the clink? And they're like,
how
no,
is
you
the
can't.
Wi-Fi in prison?
it's not great, sir. You're not going to be playing that.
Mr. Kang, it's going to be a long time before you play video games again.
Oh, got him.
Nailed it.
Got him.
Got him.
Boom
roasted.
Boom roasted.
Boom roasted.
You're waiting for that judge's excitement. And then,
Mr. Kang, it's going to be a long time before you play video games again.
Oh, yeah, that is a walk-off.
Because you have traveled from New Jersey to Florida to prison.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, what else we got?
And the victim has since been released from the hospital, and also, according to Sheriff Bill Lieber, the suspect is currently facing attempted murder charges, and it's possible that those charges could get upgraded. For local coverage you can count on, I'm Ben Ryan, Action News Jax.
Action News Jax. I like
is
the sound of
that. Jacksonville, and they called it Action News Jax?
That's correct.
Oh, this is the most Jacksonville story of all time.
Boom! Roasted!
Thank you. Thank you, Iron Eagle. There you go. There's the Madness Tonight video game. And they didn't even say exactly what happened. I think Stiz might be honest. I could be camping. Could be something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Or a kill streak gone wrong.
Yep.
No pun intended.
Yep. Well, I hear you.
Yeah.
That's the latest, though. Just more of a PSA, I guess, for all you you gamers out with Stiz. So go nowhere. It's Keefe and Fitzy here on WEEI.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
We don't need to see the snake.
Detectives say he was using a sword as a shish kebab to cook meat.
Don't buy bigger shorts.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy, WEEI. And boy, do we got a story for you here tonight. Takes place in, I guess, multiple states. It involves video games. Something I'm still a fan of. Stiz plays a lot of video games.
I just started running through God of War Ragnarok.
Is that right?
Again, running it back.
There you go.
Yep.
This is sort of the darker side of video games, though.
Ooh.
This is the stuff they don't want to tell you about. So let's find out what happened.
A man is in jail tonight accused of real-life violence against a local man he encountered during a video game.
Oh, boy. That's the thing. You get on there, you're talking to these people all over the world. You don't know who they are. You don't know what their story is about. And maybe you start talking a little trash, right?
It gets nasty.
Gets real nasty.
It gets nasty in those Call of Duty lobbies.
You play Call of Duty with some 12 and 13-year-olds, you're going to hear some stuff.
Oh, yes, you will.
That's the main reason why I prohibit the 11-year-old from playing Call of Duty anytime soon. I mean, I hear the way that he and his friends talk to each other playing Fortnite, and I'm like, my God. That mouth has a family. Holy smokes.
I know. It's like the bus is like very tame compared to what these guys say on these video games. But this got kicked up a notch.
I'm Tanika Hughes.
And I'm Ben Becker. John Bachman has the night off.
Oh, so we got Ben Becker because John Bachman's got the night
Great
off.
Intro.
I like
that. How's Bachman?
I don't know. Wait, seriously. He's got all his vacation cured, I guess.
I'm Tanika Hughes.
And I'm Ben Becker. John Bachman has the night off.
Not Ben Becker. John Bachman has the night off.
Hey, you know what? Typical flex time for Bachman.
Seriously. Missing a story like this, the guy should drive back in.
The Nassau County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Edward Kang beat a man with a hammer and now faces attempted murder charges.
Holy mackerel, a hammer? How vicious.
That's an absolute savage.
Real, real vicious.
Wait, but how did this even happen if they were playing video games?
Oh, Stiz, I'm glad you asked.
Action Jack's Ben Ryan is live. Ben, the sheriff says Kang flew from New Jersey to commit this attack.
He got on a plane. He barebacked a flight from New Jersey all the way down to Florida.
Oh, we're coming full circle.
I'm assuming he did. If you're a psychopath that's going to fly down to Florida to hammer somebody, you're absolutely barebacking that flight.
Yeah, you're like astronaut diaper the whole way.
Yep. Would you like a water, sir? Nope. Would you like headphones? Or nope, I'm good.
No, he doesn't even answer. He just looks straight ahead.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Oh, even more terrifying.
Yeah.
Ben, the sheriff said this serves as a reminder of potential real-world consequences from online interactions.
Yep, this is it. This is the reminder. When you tweet at somebody, just remember, they could fly to your house and hit you with a hammer. This is a great reminder of that.
From New Jersey to Florida to jail.
A story as old as time.
I was going to say, I read that book when I was in middle school.
I believe that was part of the DARE program. They're like, can you identify any drugs? And
from New Jersey to Florida
to jail.
Let me just finish the bridge to Terabithia. And before I start the Phantom Tollbooth, I'll read...
From New Jersey to Florida to jail.
That's it. It's the big three right there. You're going to get in a lot of trouble right there.
From New Jersey to Florida to jail.
From New Jersey to Florida to jail.
This is a weird one.
This is the judge speaking now.
Some things make you say, Some things you just can't make up.
What an electric judge.
Some things make you say,
Things
that
make
you go,
20-year-old Edward Kang is a gamer and now an accused criminal.
Oh, man. Put That's both those shame. On the LinkedIn. Hey, gamer? Accused criminal.
It's a gateway drug. Had his whole life ahead of him, too. He's only 20.
20. Young guy. Like Bronny James. His whole... I mean, not just like Bronny James, but...
He's facing murder charges after Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper said he flew to the Sunshine State and tried to kill a man with a hammer.
Bill Leeper said that he flew to the Sunshine State?
Bill Leeper? Right. Isn't that what happened to Nancy Pelosi's husband?
Yeah.
Well, hit with a hammer?
The guy didn't fly to a different state, but yeah, a crazy guy broke Vicious. Into their house and really Vicious. Attacked her husband.
I gotta say, Terrible. Honestly, like getting attacked by hammer, that's up there on things I hope never happen to me.
Right, that's like fire or drowning. Like that's brutal.
Yeah, except it involves a hammer.
Yeah,
it's very different than those things.
Well, it's like ways to go.
So you would put hammer as better or worse than drowning?
Probably worse.
People say drowning is kind of peaceful.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. Not from anybody who's drowned. Yeah.
I was gonna say from all those people that can't tell you anything anymore because they're no longer with us.
Well, that's like that scene in The Prestige, Rich or Nick. I don't know if you've seen The Prestige.
We've seen The Prestige.
So the famous part where they say like, "Oh yeah, drowning so peaceful," and then at the end they're like, "Hey, I just told you that to make you feel better." It's horrible.
I mean, that was just a lot of Hugh Jackman's.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Just a lot of Hugh Jackmans.
In that.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Big twist.
And it was all over a video game.
This is where we live.
The two played ArcheAge, an online fantasy game.
ArcheAge? I've never played ArcheAge, Stiz. Anything on ArcheAge?
Never heard of it.
Should have had Davey Eyeballs on, our video game expert, but I'll have to ask him on the next Dork podcast.
When the suspect was asked why he did what he did, the suspect stated that he is a bad person online, talking about the victim.
Got it. Bad person.
So, that'll tell you next time you mouth up to someone in the old Fortnite group chat, Call of Duty.
You never know.
Or ArcheAge.
Yep, they come get you.
Maybe you're at a Super Smash Brothers tournament.
Sure.
Watch out.
Yep.
It's known as a massive multiplayer role-playing game, where gaming experts like Mark Ronan say it's an ongoing experience with quests and adventures.
I love quests, and I love adventures. You know, what I don't love is getting hit by a hammer from a complete stranger.
Nope, I do not want to end any sort of quest by going on the adventure of sparing my life from a hammer attack.
Have you ever turned down a quest?
No.
Somebody's like, hey, I have a quest. So that's what I do now with my my daughters. I'm like, hey, you guys, we have a quest today.
Genius.
And so oftentimes it's just me going to get coffee. And so she's kind of smartened up to it. I was like, guess what? We got a quest. And she goes, is it just you getting more coffee? And I was like, well, I go, that is part of the quest. I go, we also have to do groceries. So get in the car. Let's go.
Hey, listen, you guys want to go on a donut quest? Then you let dad do the coffee quest. And I will often say to the boys, you know, before we take off anywhere, come boys, we are to go on an adventure. And they're like, yeah, we're just going to get gas. We must make haste.
Let's go.
We must take haste to continue the quest.
She's like, I'd rather just stay in the house. You're like, please, would you come with me? I can't leave you here. You're too young.
Yeah. People just really enjoy their time spent in the game a lot more than whatever they have going on in real life. Or, however you're represented in the game, you can kind of be whoever you want to be in a lot of ways.
It's escapism is what they say. You can be whoever you want in the game and you can leave your cares behind.
Mm-hmm. I'm super fun in the game, but in real life, I attack people with hammers.
I am a crazy person.
Action News Jax learned the game's services are ending in just 3 days, according to its website.
It's unclear what happened online between the two that led to this, but Sheriff Bill Lieber said that the suspect flew in, then stayed at the Ocean Coast Hotel here in Fernita Beach, and then attacked the victim at his house on Sunday morning.
The guy had a real plan, didn't he? He flew down there, he got himself a nice little hotel room, and then he was just waiting for his time.
If I had to take a guess, it was probably because the kid was camping. No one likes a camper.
No, don't camp.
Don't camp.
He's a bad guy in the game.
So wait a second. I mean? So he actually took the time. So like this involved checking in.
Yeah.
He had a meal, probably a couple meals, may have had a nice little like a little lobby steak or something.
Yeah, you can't like plead insanity here.
No, like
this is premeditated.
Yeah, 100%.
It's very premeditated.
A police report said he went to use the bathroom. When he opened the door, Kang was there and hit him several times with a hammer. Investigators say the victim's dad heard screams for help, and they were able to wrestle Kang to the ground until deputies showed up. Sheriff Leeper said Kang asked how much time he'd spend in jail.
Good question. You know, it's going to be a minute, I would think. Attempted murder.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah, probably a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, can I play Arcade in the Clink? And they're like,
how
no,
is
you
the
can't.
Wi-Fi in prison?
it's not great, sir. You're not going to be playing that.
Mr. Kang, it's going to be a long time before you play video games again.
Oh,
nailed
got him.
It. Nailed it.
Got him.
Got him.
There you
boom
go.
Roasted.
You're
yeah, boom roasted.
boom roasted.
You're waiting for that judge's excitement. And then,
Mr. Kang, it's going to be a long time before you play video games again.
Oh, yeah, that is a walk-off.
Because
walk
you
off.
Have traveled from New Jersey to Florida to prison.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, what else we got?
And the victim has since been released from the hospital, and also, according to Sheriff Bill Lieber, the suspect is currently facing attempted murder charges, and it's possible that those charges could get upgraded. For local coverage, you can count on, I'm Ben Ryan, Action News Jax.
Action News Jax. I like
is
the sound
this
of
Jacksonville,
that.
And they called it Action News Jax?
That's correct.
Oh, this is the most Jacksonville story of all time.
Boom! Roasted!
Thank you. Thank you, Iron Eagle. There you go. There's the Madness Tonight video game. And they didn't even say exactly what happened. I think Stiz might be honest with them. Could be camping. Could be something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Or a kill streak gone wrong.
Yep.
No pun intended.
Yep. Well, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
That's the latest, though. Just more of a PSA, I guess, for all you gamers out with Stiz. So go nowhere. It's Keefe and Fitzy here on WEEI.